The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Why, hello there. Have you needed a welder? Have you looked at buying a welder? No need. So here's your chance to win one. Rose Metalworks and Eastwood Tools have decided to sponsor the next giveaway item for the Drop with Frank and Brian podcast. Their next giveaway item is going to be a MIG 140 welder from Eastwood Tools. All you have to do is go to livelifecustom.com or grindertv.com, spend at least $5, and it's going to get you at least one entry for the MIG 140. I want to thank Frank and Brian for wanting to team up for this giveaway, and I also want to thank Eastwood Tools for supporting our cause. Thank you for helping the truck scene, and thank you for supporting all our small businesses. So if you guys want a chance at a MIG 140 Eastwood welder, make sure you spend at least $5 at both their websites. Who knows? You might be able to finally finish your project. See you guys.
Hello.
I guess I need this.
Yes, I can hear you. Wow, right off the bat.
I know. I had a little time to prepare.
Yeah, me too. Everything's ready. I'm all ready.
Me too.
All right, let's get started. We're back. We're back. Again, guest episodes. Hope everybody liked them. They were fun. Eric and Angelina are such an interesting couple people, interesting dynamic, interesting people.
Yeah, and it's funny to hear like all the, like a lot of people didn't know anything about Eric, and now they do.
Yeah, yeah, like even people in our own club.
I know, they're like, oh, I didn't know that.
They're like, oh, wow. But then like we said in the episode, I think he kind of like sneakily did that so no one asked him to do anything.
No, I mean, you can't really, like, you're not going to plan your whole life around people not asking you to, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm
not
being
like,
a little,
No, I know, but I just think it goes to show his character.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, his demeanor is just very like, remember in the episode I said, standing behind your truck with your arms folded. He's the opposite of that. He just is. Yeah. You got a little dirt on your cap there, by the way.
I thought I saw that. I thought it was like some sort of reflection.
No, you got a little dirt on there. What have you been up to this morning?
You're going to be hyper-focused on that the whole thing? You're going to be like...
No. I just...
I saw that when you first opened the thing, and I saw like my face on there, and I was like, is that... Oh, and then it went away.
Oh, it's fine. What have you been doing? Now. Why are you so dirty?
I don't know. I haven't been doing anything. I just took a shower, actually. I didn't shower with my hat on, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Before we start...
Yes.
Switch Suspension has a newsletter that they send out every week.
Oh, cool.
With deals and stuff in it. So if you guys are not on the Switch Suspension mailing list, go get on it now.
Cool.
And then also, we only have a few drop shirts left of the original design and the new design. So go... and order those. There's $20 shipped right now. And if you, whoever orders now, will get, I have a bunch of these stickers.
Oh, is that Oliver's truck?
Oliver, Steve's, Josh's. Oh, that's cool.
Whoa, who made those?
So Chris Rhodes drew all these.
Oh, okay, cool.
And he sent me a big old sticker pack the other day. So
nice.
You can go on Chris Rhodes' website too and get these, but he sent me a bunch of them and I have so many stickers, I'm just going to give them away.
I have this drawer. It's funny. I'm sure you have the same drawer.
I don't. I just get rid. I all my stickers. I just put them in orders. Oh, and then they have these posters.
Whoa, wow. Chris has been busy, man.
He's been getting down. So he sent me this package, and I was like, these will like you said sitting in that drawer. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
I try not to do that now.
Yeah,
because I look at stickers and I go, one day I'm going to put that on something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't.
I keep them more. Do. I give them more as like almost like a nostalgia thing. Like people give us so many stickers.
Yeah.
That
so,
like.
So some I do. Like I have that one. The Japanese
one. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
And then.
That's Taro.
Yep. And then Magic Man Metal Fab. He's got a YouTube channel. He built that.
Oh, yeah. That thing's sick.
That one.
Yep.
So I keep. I definitely keep some. And then all my skate stickers that I get when I order skate stuff. Like yeah, old school skateboard.
Ah, that's cool.
But. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, yeah, 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 I don't know why, I just keep this drawer, and I don't know, sometimes my kids will dig through and find cool stickers or whatever, but I don't know, maybe I'll start including them in orders. I usually just include just you know, just some of my stickers in there, but anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's yeah, no, really cool.
I'll put, if anyone has stickers out there they want to send to put in packages, like...
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Like, Braden sent me a whole bunch of his Slam Society stickers.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So in each order, I put one of these in there too. So.
Cool. Yeah, send them my way too.
Everyone loves stickers. Yeah, if you guys want us to include stickers, and it's so, we talked about this the other day. Remember, like that green truck that was in the AccuWare booth next to us at Intervention?
Mm-hmm.
He like walked up to us and gave us each a sticker of his truck.
Yeah, with his Instagram handle.
Yeah, and that's such a common thing now.
You like, mentioned that yesterday, like, and you're right, because like there's these sticker companies are so accessible now.
Yeah, and you could they'll target ad you on Instagram or whatever, and then you just send them a photo of your truck, and they'll make it a cartoon real quick and send you a bunch of stickers. And I've just like everyone now has a sticker of their truck, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I kind of got that. That's how I ended up with these new slaps that I made. Just because in the last few shows, a lot of people have come up to us and asked us like, "Hey, do you have a sticker with your website on it?" And you know, we have Doug, our good friend Doug at Creative House. He does all of our stuff usually. But this thing kind of came up, and
you don't have to make an excuse for going to someone else. Doug's listening. He's not going to care. Doug's going to be like, I'm glad you went somewhere else because all the money that you give me for stickers you buy. So now I'm just not going to have to buy it. And
well, that's true. That's true too. But we have our own little thing worked out. But anyway, I know. Anyway, but I just want to, yeah, it was really cool. I found this shop and like, cause you had also mentioned that, and it's very true. Like a lot of these sticker companies that are advertising on Instagram are really just one company with like a bunch of different names.
Mm.
And, just the other day, I came across like, I got targeted for patches, like embroidered patches and stuff. And I was like kind of curious. So like, I just, followed them, and like I followed them and they immediately sent me a message saying, "Hey, what do you need?" And I was like, it's kind of weird, you know? And then after talking back and forth, I realized like, oh, this is just some giant conglomerate company. I'm probably talking to like a bot or something, you know.
Well, they're definitely it's definitely an automated setup when right. they do that, you know.
So I was like, never mind. But anyway, this other shop that I found is called Machine Studios. It's in Vegas, and he's a old graffiti writer. And that's actually like he's not a sticker maker. Actually, he sells graffiti like supplies, paint cans, tips, like markers. Like that's what his main business is. But he also has a few big big digital what are they called, wide format printers, and he just makes these stickers and stuff like that. So it was really interesting. So like for these stickers, you don't get to design it necessarily. You just basically go to their website, say I want 100 of these slaps, and I want it to say this, and then he just kind of lays it out. So you pick a font, he does like
for our audience out there, a slap is a sticker.
Yes, a slap.
Not everyone says slaps.
A lot of people do.
Not the people that listen to our show.
I don't know. Maybe I've kind of like started a because like my whole little thing is like when people have one of our stickers, I tell them to go slap it on something, because that's how it started with me. Like people would give me stickers and I'd slap it on the back of the trailer.
Yeah,
kind of aggressively, you know, just for fun. So, you know, I encourage anybody who has any one of my stickers to go out there, take a little video, just really slap the crap out of whatever you're putting it on.
It's like slang for just a quick slap.
Yeah,
like slapping them on stop signs or on signs or whatever.
Another term is called get ups. They're just get up stickers. Like you just get them up.
Never heard that one.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so you just get them up. Like you just throw them up, like really throw ups, get ups, slaps.
For us normal folks, it's a put them on.
Take your vinyl adhesive design and apply
your plastic thing with glue on the back
and apply it to a surface of your choosing.
Peel here.
That was the other thing about these stickers is they have a split backing
yeah.
that makes the get up easier,
faster. Because you're doing illegal things.
Well, and I showed you my sticker pull, right?
Yeah.
So the there's one
when you were using it on the way
and it wouldn't stick.
Mini Nets and it wouldn't stick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so there's another company called
Now, would
Cheer
that
Up.
Be called a slapstick?
No, I forget what they call it. They have a, I don't know what they call it. They
it
have
should
a name
be called
it.
A slapstick, right?
So, I think actually, to
isn't
be honest
that
with you.
A term? A slapstick a term?
Yeah, slapstick comedy is like, yeah. Refers to like, you know, just like a silly comedy. But yeah, anyway, I have this pole, this sticker pole. It's like a little, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a little plastic head on a telescopic pole. And you can, yeah, you could slap stickers super high.
Unless
they call windy. It, they call it staying above the buff line.
Unless
so,
it,
so your stickers don't get buffed, you know?
Unless it's windy outside.
Unless it's windy outside. And then it just, poo, and then you look dumb. Anyway, stickers. I have new stickers. So if you see me at a show and you want one of these slaps or get ups or stickers with adhesive backing,
stickers.
Get at me.
Stickers. They're like business cards, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, people tend to hold on to stickers and then more a business
more
card.
More than the business card. Yeah, it's super mm-hmm. smart.
Yeah. So,
super
anyway,
smart.
That's our sticker rant. But anyway, oh, and those stickers from Chris are really cool. Like, those designs are really awesome. I have seen the Josh Freeman truck before mm-hmm. and Ernie's truck, but I had not seen
Steve
Oliver's truck. Or Steve's truck. Yeah, I haven't seen
that.
That's
really
cool.
Cool.
Yeah, that's super cool. Yeah, that's rad. The posters I like.
Yeah, they're cool. He's over there just drawing his butt away.
Have you put him on making banners? Because those would be sick banners.
They're not, so these aren't for me.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, have you put
him?
Chris on saying, hey, man, these would be sick banners.
Oh, yeah. He's working through figuring out everything, like his website and like all this stuff. So he's mm-hmm. he's just trying different avenues of making this whole thing work, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, those
awesome.
Would
good
be,
for him.
Those would be cool. Cool banners.
Yeah, for sure. So it's been a couple weeks.
I know it hasn't been a week. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, like more like 3 weeks. It's been a minute. But we've done some cool stuff along the way. Starting with the weekend that we sat down with Eric and Angelina those 2 days, we had our club pool party.
Yeah.
Which was fun. Yeah, that's always a good time. We basically do like two kind of get togethers per year, which is our summer pool party and the Christmas party.
Yep.
Both at Rob's house. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks
for always
Rob.
Letting us crash your house. Literally me, because I took down a shower curtain.
Tell people about that, please.
I didn't tell the entire truth.
So to say what you told everyone when you came out of the bathroom and then say what actually really happened.
All right. So really quick. I was changing in the restroom because it's a pool party. So I'm changing into my swim attire, which I do wear shorts because people say I don't wear shorts, but I was changing my swim attire. And when so I'm in there, people hear this giant crash, the shower curtain, which by the way, Rob, why is your shower curtain like 10 feet off the ground?
So they have long shower curtains.
Is extremely long.
Yeah.
And that comes into play because it's really high.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the things comes crashing down. They're like, and then Rob comes up on the bathroom. He knocks on the door. He's like, are you all right? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Little accident. So what I said happened was, as I was changing, I walked backwards and I stepped on the shower curtain and it came tumbling down. What had actually happened was I was changing and for my brain is like, just lean up against the wall behind you. That wasn't a wall. That was a shower curtain. So I fall backwards into the tub. The shower curtain goes crashing down around me. I'm butt naked. I'm like stark naked. And it took me a couple seconds. Like I fell and then I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? I'm sorry. But that's when I'm like, what the fuck happened? And then I collected myself. I'm like, oh my gosh. So then fast forward, Rob knocking on the door. It's me buck naked trying to put this shower curtain back 10 feet off of the ground. It was a whole thing. I thought I wrecked my back again.
Jeez. Well, your back must be doing pretty good if that didn't wreck it.
Yeah, it actually is doing it. Yeah, it is. Yeah. For those who hate hearing about my back, but yeah, it is.
I noticed that when we were unloading and loading the trailer and stuff, you had more confidence in what you were doing.
Yeah, I'm, you know, after I mean, it's been a year. I went down mm-hmm. last October, so it's been a year, and I went through a lot of months getting back. I don't know, like, again, hearing about the back thing, but you know, I've hurt my back many times, or I've re-hurt my back many times.
There's a lot of people listening to this that have back problems now, so this is very relevant.
Well, I don't know. A lot of them tell me they don't care about my back. But
those people don't matter.
Oh, well, sorry to them. But yeah, so yeah, no, I have gotten more confident over like the last year. I'm starting to understand. I think it's because, you know, oh, by the way, we're recording this on September 6th. Tomorrow's my birthday, September 7th. And people know how I love to celebrate my birthday. So anyway, it's tomorrow. I'm 42 years old. And I'm definitely, I think it's just my body, like, you know, in my 30s, if I tweak my back, I could get through it or, you know, but now I think I just live in a new reality, you know. Just kind of
And you had a very tragic motorcycle accident that you never really like equated to this back problem before.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah,
before you were just like, oh, I just have a bad back, or I stretched it, or I twisted it, or whatever. But like when you get in an accident when you're younger, those things affect you when you get older.
Oh, for sure. Well, when you're younger, like basically how I was explaining to me, PS, yeah, you're right. I went many, many years not even really putting the two together until recently. But the dude was like, yeah, when you're 20, because I got in a motorcycle accident when I was 24, your body just reacts differently. It's basically like, oh, well, whatever. You know, it's basically rubber at that point. But he just says over the years, it just gets, and that's where it got to. You know, I got to this point where it just is uncomfortable and I just have to be a little more mindful. But anyway, I am.
Yeah, like I think it's almost like the lifting and stuff wasn't like when you're already standing up and barely bending over and lifting and stuff was fine. It's just like that going all the way down to the ground thing.
Yeah. Bending. Well, I found out that it's the 90 degree bending that gets me.
So bend at the knees.
Yeah. So if you notice like a lot, I just go like straight down.
Yeah.
Get whatever and then straight back up.
Yeah.
So I've learned. I've adapted. And that's the other thing. You're talking about C10 intervention. We were just out there last weekend.
Yeah. So we did. Eric and Angelina thing that whole weekend was fun because Friday we were supposed to do both Eric and Angelina and we didn't end up doing it. And so we woke up early in the morning on Sunday. We at your house, drove down to her house and got it handled. So I'm really glad that worked out because
yeah,
I didn't want to leave there and not get her on there.
Mm-hmm. And then also to quickly go back on it, you did some Maverick work in Eric's driveway.
Yeah. This decision to lower this Maverick has been very
up and down.
Nothing's gone wrong, but like for anyone that's ever used coilovers on anything, it's constant adjustment to like fine tune this. And I didn't know that. But now looking on YouTube and all this stuff, it's like everyone's just like, yeah, it's a constant struggle to like, because there's so many adjustments. You have your height adjustment, and then you have a spring load adjustment, and then you have a damping adjustment. And some have damping and rebound. Mine only have damping. So like when we drove up to intervention in it, you know, the front's pretty stiff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got 24 adjustments on the front. And you start in the center and it goes all
the... And this is for the shock portion of the coilover,
this is for the
right?
shock portion of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically it goes from soft to hard. Mm-hmm. And you just have to fine tune it. I had it in the middle. So there's 24... you go all the way and then you count back to 12 and you're in the center.
Okay.
Now I have it all. Yesterday I turned it all the way to soft.
Oh, you readjusted it.
Yeah.
Which meant getting up in the air, pulling the wheels off.
No, you
can do it. Oh,
no, okay. You can just do it. This means popping the hood, taking two screws off and lifting up this plastic portion to get to the top of the shock.
Oh, okay.
And it's a knob and you just twist it. And so I all the way soft and I drove it around and it's a lot softer, but then I just emailed the guy at Silver's, this morning about getting the softer coils.
Oh, to change the spring.
To change the spring, yeah. Because he's like these low kits. He's like, we have this spring. It's stiff. It's meant for that thing being as low to the ground as possible, but not bottoming it out. So it's a real stiff spring.
That makes sense.
He's like, but we have these other ones. They're $270 more, but they're a softer spring. So I was like, oh, just give me the stiffer one, and if I need to later, I'll get the softer one. So I think I'm gonna switch it out for the softer ones. And then the back, I might switch out the bag in the back. But yeah, it's just a constant.
Which is, I assume the same thing. Like when I've never had a set of coilovers, but I just assumed it was just one nut that you're just turning one nut up and down. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot, yeah. And then you throw the bags in there.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, that just that opens up a whole nother can of worms.
Yeah, yeah. It's I've had the wheels on and off of that truck more than any vehicle in my life, mm-hmm. in only the last month. Yeah. So yeah,
you got a lot of compliments on it though.
Yeah, it's fun. It's cool, man.
Like, yeah, and even at the C10 show, you got a lot of those C10 dudes are like, "Hey, man, that's freaking cool."
Yeah, low key. Did you see it in there? Like, "Hey, is that your Maverick?"
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Oh, dude, I heard it all weekend. Yeah. All weekend, people were saying that.
Not that it's just a Ford, but it's like it's a little tiny truck car, cutie right. little thing. So it's yeah. like they don't want to be like, "Hey, that's sick." They're like, "Hey, that's kind of cool. Hey,
that's really neat." That's hilarious. No, that the rig, because so you came out for intervention, you picked me up, and you brought your the little enclosed trailer with mm-hmm. the Maverick. We put all of our stuff in it. We mobbed up to Sacramento, or Woodland to be more specific. And yeah, man, it was just everything was cool. We had a conversation. We're gonna like jump all around this whole weekend up in intervention, but we had a conversation that like sometimes some people get wrapped up in this grandiose like big truck, big trailer, it's like for vendor people. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that, but that's what, you know, it's bigger, better, more flashy. But here you are, here we are in this like tiny little truck with this tiny little trailer. And where it kind of really showed was the hotels that we were staying at were packed, which we'll get into that in a second. But they were packed and we just kind of like snuck in there. We dropped the trailer in a parking space and then took off and like did other stuff. You know, there was a really cool like feeling to that, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, we always talk about like. When we go on these road trips, what's the perfect thing? Okay. You know, you have a big, get a bigger trailer mm-hmm. and with windows, right. And stock the trailer and all this stuff. And then you just pull up to a show, pop the side of the trailer open and you're vending.
Yeah.
And the bonus of that is you don't have to worry about weather, mm-hmm. Air conditioning inside the trailer. It's just less setup, less tear down type thing. And then the con of that is obviously cost, but then mm-hmm. it's not just that. It's just like, now you have to get a different truck to pull it, maybe, depending on the size of your trailer, right? And then fuel. And then that other thing that's really important is what you just said, is just like getting
maneuverability.
Maneuverability is like mm-hmm. really important. I picked up on that one year I went to a show in like the Chicago area with Max Grundy, and he gets on the plane and he has this like suitcase kind of type thing, soft satchel suitcase thing, and I was like, what's that? He's like, it's all my prints.
Oh really?
So we get to the show and someone had he had shirts, like a few like a suitcase of t-shirts or something, but he gets to the show and he just takes these prints out and puts them on these things. So he basically made a bunch of money at this show without bringing much stuff.
Yeah It's a little different in his case because he's selling art rather than shirts.
Yeah, but it's just.
But like, I get the point. Yeah,
minimalistic. I guess you'd say it is. Yeah. Like all this time, you try to do more and more and more. And I remember there was a time when I sat back and I looked at the booth and there was like keychains and just there's just so much stuff. And I'm just like, for me, I want to minimize the stuff. I want to figure out how to make just as much money, but minimize the clutter.
The booth now, the way we have it set up, looks so super clean. Like it's just very organized. It's very laid out, very nice, you know, with the hats and the shirts behind it. But yeah, I do remember what you're talking about when you had like the little wallet thing and you had the keychains and just a bunch of things, you know.
Yeah, and it's just a lot to set up. And then when you need to film the show and when you need to do all this stuff, and then when you're just like a one man or two man band, even if it's me and you, like you're doing your stuff and I'm doing my stuff and we're setting stuff up. It's not like there's just a, and even when there are people there to help, like, hey, I'll help you. They don't do it full time. So it's like,
yeah. And to tell them, okay, like the shirts are this price, the keychains are this price. When you say the shirts are this much and the hats are this much, I'll be back.
Everything's $25. See you later.
Yeah. Makes it way easier. Going back to the truck, like it was really cool. And you know what's funny? I had a thought about it too. Like we also, not only do we like talk about how to like streamline the booths or make them better, but we also talk about like how we want something cool to go to the shows with, you know, and feel cool going. And you nailed it with the Maverick. Like you nailed it. You feel cool in that truck.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you pull up in our stock half tons and it's like, especially when like the older, when our trucks like beat, both of them were like kind of looking beat up.
Yeah,
like,
but yeah, no, all clear coats gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that it solved that. That's why I was saying, like, I was thinking about taking it to Sparks.
Yeah, I'm down. I think it'll be cool. We kind of had a dry run, not a dry run, but we've done that before heading out to Minionats, not this year, last year, 23. And it worked. Everything was fine. There's plenty of room in that trailer to carry both booths. Our concern that time was weight, you know, just because it was a brand new truck. We literally took a brand new truck that we don't know much about the towing capacity and took it cross country. So we were like really mindful about loading the trailer. We were weighing everything really to keep it. But I think now the way listening to you talk, you're a little more confident. Like we don't need to be we need to be mindful, but we don't need to be like as meticulous.
Well, and we also kind of know all of our stuff when we went to Minionats was right around 2,000 pounds.
Right.
With the trailer. So like,
so if we just stick to that.
If we're roughly in that area, then we should be good.
Mm-hmm. And you got killer gas mileage.
Yeah. It was $300 to go all the way up there and back.
From Phoenix, right?
From Phoenix, towing a trailer.
To Northern California and back. You can't beat that.
No.
You can't beat that. But that's part of the thing, too, like figuring out all this booth
and
stuff.
And driving in
like,
California, where it's the most expensive gas.
That's true.
It's not like we drove in Oklahoma or something like that. Like it almost feels like you solved the thing.
Mm-hmm. This iteration, I'm sure we'll want to change it or do something else later on. But as of right now, I think it all fits really, really well.
Yeah.
And plus, we're taking your truck, not my truck. So
yeah.
There'll be a time. I was driving my truck the other day looking at the Titan. You came by the house, you picked me up, you saw the Titan.
Poor guy.
Poor little titty.
That's what happens though.
The battery went dead like now 2 weeks ago. And like so out here, we don't have much of a bug problem, like ants and stuff, but what we have a real problem of is spiders. There are spiders everywhere and they will take over and not just like daddy long legs or anything, like black widows, like they're pretty, that's a big problem here. So that truck sitting for 2 weeks now just has spider webs coming off the bottom of it.
You gotta, it's almost like once a week you just gotta run it around, take it to get a coffee or something like that.
Actually what I was doing is just like, you know, I have my Dwight's truck, my red OBS, that's the ranch truck. The Titan's kind of also filling that role. So I was because I was like using it around the ranch and like doing stuff with it. But then like it got low on gas. And then I was like, I'll go get gas later. And then I said, I'll go get it later. And then here we are. So
that's how
I got to this point right here with it.
But but it's cool to have that truck. Like, again, a Nissan Titan, an older one, 04s, 5s, 6s, like even up to 12s and 13s. But those older ones, they're just not worth anything.
That's the thing, man. You can go on Marketplace right now, pick one up for like a clean one for $5,000, $6,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So like selling it. And I thought about that too. I was like, well, if I buy a new truck later down the road, what am I going to do with my Titan? Mm-hmm. My Titan's worth $5,000 at the most. Right. And it would be a tough sell with that many miles on it. So I'm like, but then I don't just want to keep it. Cause like you said, you use it, but you use it less and less and less and less and less. So like, and then I don't know. It's a tough thing. That kind of goes into like when you're purchasing a vehicle, like how important resale value is.
Right.
And how important it is to spend a little bit extra money on a trim that's going to help you sell it later on down the road, you know? So like it's almost like some vehicles you could drive for free. Like even this Maverick.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Even the Maverick, I could still sell it right now for what I bought it for.
Mm-hmm.
So like, essentially I could get rid of it and it would be a free truck, like basically kind of.
Right. No, I get it. I get what you're saying. My truck, like I've said before, I've obviously said before, my kid is going to drive it. She's turning 16 next year. It's going to be interesting for her, like having this big full size four door, you know, big truck rolling around. So she's a little intimidated by it about parking it and stuff. But you know, the thing is like, I mean, I've driven that Titan for now almost 20 years, and I know exactly how big that truck is. Like, I can whip it in a space that, like, I know exactly how big it is. I've only bumped into a couple cars here and there. One time we were down in Hollywood trying to park it, and I'm, like, going back and forth, and it was so tight, and then I just kind of, like, nudged the car in front of me. I'm all, we're out.
Hey, you can't do that nowadays because cars have cameras on them.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know what kind of car it was. It didn't hurt. It just gently kissed the rear.
It's like, hey, oh, you're there? Okay, I'm not going to be right here. I'm going to leave.
Bye. but it, and it was really interesting getting the new truck, the Tundra, being so, like, unknown. I felt like a brand new driver in that truck. I was so scared of, like, because also with that truck, I think it, when you're riding around in it, I showed you that. When you're sitting in it, the way the hood is designed, it comes into like a V, but you can't see the lower portions of the front fender. So now I'm starting to kind of get it. And now with like the beeping and stuff, like I'm kind of getting more acclimated to it. But the first couple of times I drove it, I was like, I can't see the corners. I don't even know where these things are at. And it was like, kind of like a thing to get used to, you know?
And you don't drive enough to like get used to it fast.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But it's just crossover 5,000 miles.
The Maverick is 31,000 on it now.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
I'm a little. I was pricing out a new Maverick last night, and I was like, with the basically what I have now, but all wheel drive, still a hybrid, all wheel drive, 4K, tow package, and all this stuff, and I was like,
what was it at?
They're about 33,000.
Wow. P.S. You were telling me that 25 is the first year for all wheel drive hybrid.
Yeah.
Because before it was either all wheel drive, regular motor, or two wheel drive hybrid, correct?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And the 4K tow package was not available on the hybrid.
Yeah.
And it would just be nice to have that. It's not a lot of weight, but it would just be nice to have not have that worry.
No, like, yeah, for sure.
Just slam the trailer full of stuff and not have to worry about it.
Yeah. Or even pull my trailer, the bigger trailer.
Yeah, exactly. Where you just come and we do the same thing where we just, you just pull up, we hook the Maverick. Get good gas mileage, but at the same time, I don't see myself. I'm going to take it to Sparks, but you know, after that, like next year for mini nets, I'm going to take the Titan, hopefully pulling the Tacoma. So,
yeah, and then we'll be taking my Titan to Texas. So,
to
LST.
Oh, there's no reason to take your Titan LST.
Why?
Because we'll just take mine.
Oh, okay.
I have now, so I'm doing the opposite with my Titan.
You're just with putting with the Maverick.
I want to see how many miles I can put on it. Oh, because if I'm never going to sell that truck.
That's true. You're just going
to. I just want as many opportunities to drive it across country.
Yeah.
I mean, because I spent a bunch of money on that front end.
I know. I was getting ready to do mine, too, because mine needs the exact same thing.
Yeah. So I didn't put all this money into this truck to not drive it. Like,
hey,
we are mobbing that thing.
I'm here for it. You don't have to tell me twice.
Yes.
I'm on board. You know me.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Sign me up. I want 400,000 on that thing.
I want to see it go to 500, like, or like see where it could go. Cause like you, I'm curious, like what is the thing, you know? Well, we know that dude from, I think he's from Georgia. We talk about him every so often. Yeah. He has that Isuzu.
Yeah.
He was pushing 5, right? Yeah. Or he's past 5 now, I think.
He might be. I don't know. There's a couple people pushing 6 that amazing. That I know. So I know it's nuts.
It's amazing. It's so amazing.
We'll really see what happens when I pay the Maverick off. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a turning point for me because it, depending on, you know, interest rates and deals and prices and stuff, like I could just go, well, I already had a truck payment. I might as well just roll my truck payment right into a brand new half ton truck or.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just terrible financial decisions, but hey.
We'll see what happens. It's a fun ride.
It's the American dream.
It's a debt. To be in debt is the American dream.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, let's talk about intervention. How about that? It was another C10 show in Woodland, California, put on. It's hosted by a few dudes, so it's not like one group of. Or it's not like one entity. It's just like a bunch of dudes who put the show together. We rolled up there. I know you've already been kind of like, not ingrained, but you're definitely into that C10 community. I'm like, I realized this last show, I'm getting closer to being like in it too. Because like, you know, I was going to like, I've been to Slow a couple times. Dino's, like, you know, these C10 events. This is just me saying stuff. Like, I kind of felt like an outsider. Not in the outsider that I wasn't, you know, welcomed, but just like I don't know anybody, like I'm just sort of there kind of like figuring my way around this. And now this last one, people were like, hey Frank, I'm like, oh
it's like you're cheating.
Yeah, I know.
You're cheating on the mini truckers.
I know. Yeah, so it was so I do find myself kind of being more like Again, the just weird ways to say it, like more comfortable kind of hanging out with everybody. It's just kind of more familiar, more familiar. Like it's becoming more familiar, you know, seeing all the C10 guys and stuff. It was a lot of fun starting with that. The parking lot, I mentioned it earlier. Like we rolled up Friday. You picked me up Friday midday. We rolled up there, got there Friday night. And there are three hotels at the end of this cul-de-sac. And they are, when I say packed, I mean packed. And not just like a bunch of cars parked, like people hanging out, easy ups, barbecues, bandas, like
live bands in the parking lot.
Live bands.
The entire street is like, there's motorhomes parked in the street, down the street. People are staying in the motorhomes. And I get a few messages sometimes, mainly from our buddy Oliver. He makes fun of, like, he's like, what's up with these C10 shows? You know, because Oliver kind of disappeared from the entire thing, like the mini truck scene and everything. And then he comes back and he's like, what's up with these C10 only shows?
Yeah, he's
shows?
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, he's like, well, the mini truckers should do mini trucks only. And I'm like, well, here's the problem. They're not filling up hotels. They're not doing it. So when one thing is not, I don't want to say dying out or piddling away or something like that, but like, I'm not going to sit around and wait for it to like make a resurgence.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go find where people that drive trucks, regardless of what they are, hang out and have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of where these C10 shows have kind of filled that void.
Yeah. And they do it hard. Yeah. Like I knew, like to me, the, like, yes, there was the barbecues and easy ups and everybody hanging out. But what did it for me was there was that fully under construction truck sitting right outside the front door of the hotel, like doesn't run it. I mean, had a motor and stuff, but no interior, like that just posted up there kind of defined everything. Like people aren't there just to like park and like be in the hotels and then go to the show. This is like part of the whole deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And when I say mini truck shows, they're not dying. There's a ton of mini truck shows.
Yeah. No, I get
I'm just not. Yeah, but these ones are just now are closer to me, so I'm not going to drive.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's one cool thing about the a lot of these shows that we've been going to. I actually just realized that myself because we've been going to Slow in San Luis Obispo. We went to this Woodland one. Next month there's the C or not? No, I'm sorry, not next month. Next year in March there's the C10 in the park, which is in basically like Lancaster area off the 14.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I haven't. When we talk about shows later, I have it written down in my notes. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah. So it's just kidding. I didn't write that one down because it was too, I was only sticking to shows coming up, but yeah. It's called C10s in the park. And I was like, oh, where is this? Cause usually they're like, you know, back east or something. It's like, no, this is in, remember? Yeah. Like Robin's Nest area. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. That area. It's like in those hills right there.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Heck. And then there's a Moab show. There's a show in Moab in May next year. There's an infinite amount of shows you can go to regardless of the vehicles. You know, like we were even talking about like Ventura Nationals or going to any of those types of shows, like getting involved in just, I was even thinking, who was I talking to? I was talking to Brandon yesterday and he's like, why don't you do like Pomona?
The swap meet.
Yeah. Like set up a booth with selling your t-shirts at Pomona. And I was like, I never thought about that.
Yeah, I know. It's actually like pretty obvious, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, or Long Beach?
Yeah. I don't know anything about Long Beach. I only know Pomona. But like a swap meet, people are there looking for parts and stuff. But there's tons of foot traffic. So maybe.
I did that one time. I used to go to the Long Beach show all the time. It's at Veterans Memorial Stadium down in Long Beach. And it's a Long Beach hot rod swap meet. And it's been around forever. Like as long as Pomona or about the same. But a long time. And I used to sling parts when I was really young. I used to sling parts down there. I used to load up the truck full of parts and go down there and sling parts. And then once I got into screen printing, I tried to do that. Like I made a bunch of, like I pandered a little bit. Like I made these shirts that said, I forgot what they said, but I made three different ones. I made a Ford one, a Chevy one, and a Mopar one. And it said, it was really simple. It said like my Mopar's the best or something like that. And I made a bunch. I thought I was going to go kill it. I didn't sell anything. I ended up with boxes. I don't even know what happened to the boxes, but that didn't work. But then again, it was a different scenario. It was me just like, it's a completely different scenario. But I mean, they'd be definitely worth exploring for sure.
Yeah. You never know. But yeah, intervention itself. So we rolled up on Friday and we just walked around with Oro around the parking lot, kind of hanging out. And then this is the funny part, right? So usually we get to a show Thursday, Friday, and we immediately drop the trailer at the, where the show is,
and we're going,
and we're, or we're, or at least we're like halfway there, and then we wake up the next morning and set up.
Right.
But since this one is, they basically closed down the main street of Woodland. Mm-hmm. You can't just drop your stuff in the middle of the street. It's still open to the public. Mm-hmm. So Saturday we kind of woke up and we were like, so what do we do?
Yeah, I know. It was kind of interesting because, like, and that's the other thing we tend to do sometimes is we tend to be like, okay, so we have to be there Saturday night. Okay. And we get there like at that time, like roll up and then just start doing stuff. But you had to drop your mom off and everything. So we were there kind of like a day early. But yeah, we're like, we don't know what to do. It was the longest, shortest weekend of my life.
Yeah.
It was weird, huh?
It was weird. Because so Saturday, and we would have gone up there Friday regardless, I think. But maybe, I don't know. But we ended up, I knew there was a Toyota show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I totally
forgot about
Toyota,
that.
The Toyota Fest.
Uh-huh.
NorCal Toyota Fest in Woodland the same weekend at the Yolo. It's in Yolo County. So Yolo County Fairgrounds. But we ended up just driving around for like, what, a good 2 hours looking for a photo shoot spot because I had to shoot a truck. And we came across the bus helicopter.
Oh, yeah. The bus-a-copter.
The bus-a-copter or the heli-bus. We'll put a picture in right here.
Because I put up a poll. What would you call it? I forget what it was, but the majority of the people said helibus.
Yeah, because we're in NorCal. So hella cool. Makes sense. Hella this, hella that, hella bus. It's a hella bus. And then we ended up just like going to the Toyota Fest kind of at the end of the day.
Yeah, like right as it was ending. Like when we got there, it was just, they just handed out awards. But to be fair, there was only like 50 cars there.
Yeah, there wasn't very many cars. So, but the cars that were there, so it wasn't just trucks. Sick. It was like Supra, old Supras, old MR2s, old Coronas and lifted trucks and Land Cruisers, and they had bag trucks. Like, that was the first year of that show
for NorCal because they have the Toyota Fest in Long Beach that they've had for a long time. Yeah. And that thing is massive. I still haven't been, but like that's massive to where like when they open up their pre-reg and you have to submit photos and stuff, it's like gone. Like,
yeah,
you just can't. But roll
I'm wondering. There. Remember, we were looking for an official Instagram of Toyota Fest and we couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went on LC Engineering, had a booth up there, and they tagged Vintage Toyota. So is it different people hosting just an event, and they all are called Toyota Fest? Or is Toyota Fest licensed, and they let certain people host it?
I actually think the one in Long Beach is also hosted by Vintage Toyota something.
Oh, really?
I think so, because when you say that, it sounds very familiar. But also not to be confused with Vintage Japanese Motoring Company out of downtown LA, which is affiliated with Vic and Mini Truck Revival. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a couple different things, but that Vintage Toyota thing, it sounds very familiar, and I think the one in Long Beach is also hosted.
I was thinking about seeing what weekend they're going to do it next year, and if they're still going to do it, and if they plan on like growing it or whatever, maybe we can get in.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, just to be a vendor there.
Yeah, dude. Toyota Fest earlier in the day, move into the C10s. Yeah, that's killer. I love that idea. That's really cool, it would have been perfect because
we didn't have anything to do Saturday.
Right. No, it'd be killer. And we don't have to do something, you know, crazy. Just
set the booth up, throw our shirts up and hang
out. Heck yeah. So. I'm down. I'm totally down. So yeah, that was really cool to come across that, and you had mentioned it and we forgot about it, and then we're like, oh yeah. And I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. But yes, the Toyota Fest was awesome. Yeah.
Then we go to downtown Woodland, because starting at 7 p.m., they cruise from 7 to 9. They shut down the strip where they're going to have the show the next day, and they allow everyone that is in the show. I think there's two tickets. You buy a show ticket, and then you can buy a cruise ticket. So it's like
they also have the VIP tickets.
So and then the VIP tickets. But if you want to cruise your truck, you have to buy that. And then you just cruise up and down, and down the street. And it's like a parade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a really accurate description.
There's bars and restaurants throughout the whole thing. So people are just like hanging out on the patio with these bars and these restaurants, and there's trucks driving by. And they have the VIP section.
That's sort of the center. That's like the center focus of the whole show cruise is that VIP tent.
Yeah. So yeah, it was, and that went on till 9, and then you go back to the hotel and you party. We ended up going to Red Robin and partying.
No, with our friend Cody.
Yeah, Cody Gephardt, who now lives in Northern California. If people don't know who Cody is who started Grindr TV with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to do low life video. So he now lives in the Bay Area, which is near there. So he came out, we hung out, and then he actually came back the next day.
Yeah, it
was and cool. We hung out some more. So it was a good time.
That was the other thing. So we were hanging out till about 11:30, and we had to be up and at the show by 6 a.m. because, like what you said earlier, you can't set up anything previously. Mm-hmm. So you have to do it the morning of. And they were like, look, you have until 5 to 6 to set up. And at 6, we're rolling trucks in. And they were right on schedule.
Right on schedule. Yeah, because the show only goes till 2.
And that was the other thing. It's like there was so many, like, I don't want to say, different things than we're used to.
Yeah,
we're used to getting to a show, setting up the night before, doing a show from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep.
2 days. This one, like you said, cruise 7 to 9 Saturday, show 6 to 2 the next day. It was. I don't want to talk negatively or anything. It's just weird for us. It was just different.
It was weird, but it was almost like enough.
It was perfect.
It was because there was a just like the crowd was. There was a ton of foot traffic. Luckily, Chupas came up to help me film because, like, you couldn't leave the booth. It was like you would go like, oh, I'm gonna sit down for a second, and then you were like right back up.
Yeah,
it was popping. So and then 3 o'clock, they're like, get off the street.
Mm-hmm.
So we loaded the trailer up, and then we were like, all day on Sunday morning, we're like, or Saturday, we're like, oh, the show ends at 2.
Yeah, let's just
drive. We're just going to drive home. And then my photo shoot that I was going to do Saturday ended up being Sunday afternoon. So we didn't get done with that till like 6:30.
Yeah.
And then did we go eat after that? No, we ate before that. So
yeah, that was before. Yeah.
Yeah. So all the way up until like dinner, we were just like, yeah, we're going to leave. But then at dinner, we're like, nah, we're staying.
After we ate, we're like, ugh. Yeah. Cause there was a lot of stuff going on. And like you said, the booth was cracking all day long. And it was really cool. Everybody who swung by and picked up merch. I infiltrated your booth a little bit. So, I had my stuff in there, too. So, again, it was really cool meeting a lot of people in this other thing, this scene that exists, you know?
Yeah.
And but it's all the same, man. They're all truck dudes. They all drive cool trucks and, like, low trucks. And it's all the same.
And I was thinking, too, like, there are going to be some shows. I mean, I don't know how much room Vic for Mini Truck Revival is going to have. But sometimes there might not be room for 2 20-foot booths.
Right.
We made it work. I didn't have any shirts in my booth that I don't normally have. So it was like half and half.
Yeah.
So if there is like a show where it's just like, hey, we don't have a lot of room, we know we could make it work under 1 20-foot easy.
Yeah.
Or even if we had 1 20-footer and 1 10-footer. Like,
yeah. 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 Know, yeah. So you don't have to have the whole massive thing going on.
Yeah, exactly. So whole massive thing going on when it can, but if there are some events and they're just like, ooh, or we last minute or Pomona Swap Meet or Ventura mm-hmm. Nationals, any of these shows that like maybe if it's one price for one booth, depending on what it is, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
we could just kind of like make it happen. So
yeah, that's what it is, man. Constantly adapting and figuring this stuff out. And it's fun. At the end of the day, it's a lot of fun because like you kind of, it's funny. It's funny how you do things and then I like always kind of catch up afterwards. But like you said a while ago, like your new thing is just like how to make these booths better, how to, you know, what things can you purchase to make it more streamlined. And I'm like catching up to that too and getting just as excited about it. Like, oh yeah, this is cool. If we can do this and do this, you know,
so you've been doing this a lot longer than I have, but you went, the route you were taking was very like your booth was almost a store.
That was our inspiration in the beginning.
I would love to do that. I think it's such a good idea.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. And when you're trying to streamline something, that it becomes like the reason I started doing, or I did my booth the way it is, because I started filming before I was doing the booth.
Right.
And then the booth came afterwards and I had to figure out how to do this booth and film at the same time. So it was, and then when it was just you starting to go to shows, when Angie started getting more like in softball and it was just like all this stuff, you're just like, okay, now I got to figure out how to make this a little bit easier too.
Right. And it works out well. And like that one scenario at C10 Intervention, like when we had to be out of there, like it was just like the booth went boom, 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 and it was up. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, boom, 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 it was gone. You know, like, so that helps out too. Yeah. I really liked how we used to do the booth. We used to have these, and some people remember, we used to have these racks that we would set up and tie together and have like actual hangers, like shirts on hangers and stuff, which was cool. you know. But it just changes. Things change. But like you said, yeah. I would still love to. It would take the right scenario for that to work again. Like, yeah. I keep on sharing this company called Slow Ride with you. That's like local to my area here. And so they're very much like, well, they're born out of a skateboard shop called Pharmacy Skateboards. And now they're like into like racing, like class 11 bug racing and stuff. So they were out at King of the Hammers. Well, they were there for a week. So they set up this like 5 10x20 easy up with glass cases. And it made a lot of sense in that scenario, because if you're there for a week, you can take the time to set it up. It's almost like a SEMA kind of booth, you know?
Well, that's like at LST.
It would work at LST.
We're setting up Thursday, not tearing down till Sunday afternoon. That's why I set up all those easy ups at SEMA.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at LST. It was like we had the 3 10x20s out front, the 10x20 behind the center, and a 10x10 behind that. Yeah. I love that.
It was cool. You
know? Yeah, it was fun. So at Dino's it'll be kind of the same. Dino's I'll have my 10x20 and then Joe's 10x20. And then usually Joe will keep his trailer behind his booth, and I kept mm-hmm. my trailer behind our booth this last time. But this time I'm going to take another 10x20 and put it behind my booth, or yeah. 2 10x10s and make one an overstock booth and one an extra space for people to hang out and get the yeah. trailer out of there.
That extra space for people to hang out is important, because like mm-hmm. we love hanging out with our friends, and you know, they can spend all day at the booth, but having that extra space, because it tends to get a little crowded in the
and
back,
when
it know?
And when the booth is busy, it's like,
and you're like going back and forth, back,
back and forth. You're just like, I don't want to tell anyone to get out of the way, but it's just like,
no, yeah, but, you yeah, know, but so, we want our friends there too. So like, yeah, we got to find that, yeah. that thing. But yep. yeah, no, I'm looking forward to Dino's. Yeah, I guess we could talk about some. You want to talk about the video thing, or you want to talk about some upcoming events?
So we're gonna try a couple new things in this podcast here.
Yeah,
segments, and I don't segments. Know if
we don't want to call yeah. them segments. We don't want to sound like a radio show, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's kind of hard to like be official, but also try not to be official. Like,
yeah,
just you know, like don't try to be too cheesy. But we definitely need to kind of like. We want to talk about shows that we're going to, mm-hmm. and then we get a lot of questions about, hey, what other YouTube channels you listen to, or hey, have you seen this, or have you seen that? So that's kind of what we're going to try to do, is just shout out some YouTube channels or see anything that we've seen that's interesting on the internet.
We spend a lot of time on the internet. So
we spend a lot of time on the internet.
We consume a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and we share videos back and forth all the time. We're like, hey, did you see this? You see uh-huh. this? So, and then we could just kind of talk about them. So.
And also, I guess I can also extend into like, you know, other platforms too, like, sometimes you see something interesting on Instagram or TikTok or something, mm-hmm. but more specifically, since we're very YouTube centric, like kind of talk about that.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be truck related or car related.
No, the videos that I have down. Wait till you hear my list.
Yeah, well, and we don't want to do a bunch of them on. We want to save them over yeah. over and thing, but like, yeah. So I guess I wanted the shows that I want to talk about.
Okay,
are the two that were that are coming up that we're actually going to.
Okay.
And the first one's for the one that me and Joe are going to is C10s in the Park, another C10 show.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but that's yeah. why I forgot that Waxahachie one is also called C10s in the Park. That's why when I heard of this other one, I was like, it must be somewhere, you know, east or whatever. But yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's at Waxahachie, Texas. So if anyone's going out to C10s in the Park, make sure you look for me and Joe, C10 Vatos, out there. And then the one after that is the one me and you are going to, which is Sparks and Ozarks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Noel, Missouri.
Noel, Missouri. So.
I've never been to Missouri, so it'll be interesting.
I've driven through Missouri. No, I have been to Springfield, Missouri. I was filming for when Kinetic Batteries used to be made up there. And Joplin, Missouri is not too far from there. And yeah. But yeah, we'll be going.
You want to know something, a little fun fact about, yeah. since you mentioned Joplin, Missouri. So in my town here in Apple Valley, we have, I'm sure people have heard of Roy Rogers. Have you ever mm-hmm. heard of Roy Rogers? He was a Western actor from like the 50s. Well, he's from my town, or not from my town, but like lived here and did a bunch of stuff. So we used to have the Roy Rogers Museum here full of his stuff, and they moved to Joplin, Missouri.
Oh,
fun fact. Anyway,
fun fact ahead. Of the day. See, these are not segments. These are just fun facts of the day.
That's the drop of Frank and Brian, just full of fun facts.
Yes. Fun facts and maybe not so fun opinions.
Yeah. Those are the best. Anyway, yeah. So those are the two you're going to, or one that you're going to, and one we're going to. I actually have a couple that we're not going to go to, but I wanted to just kind of shout out in case people want to go to it. But here in the month of September, we talked about this before. It's called the Grand National Truck Show in Pomona. Mm-hmm. That's happening next weekend. Depending, I can't commit to it because of softball, but I'm trying to get down there because we were talking about going to shows. Like to shows, checking it out, not necessarily a booth or anything, but just go down there, maybe make a little bit of content, go check it out. So there's that one. Also this one, this month, that's September 14th and 15th for those following along. And when this episode comes out, it's this weekend. And then the following weekend on September 20th through the 22nd is the council run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's SEMTC Council Run, Southern California Mini Truck Council
Run. Now, here's the biggest question. This is 5 minutes from your house,
basically. It is literally 6 miles from my front door.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Okay.
Yeah, we have, again, what happens with softball, like practices or whatever. I'm going to go at least hang out for Saturday night, go see everybody.
Hell yeah.
So, that's awesome. And what happens is I get so wrapped up, obviously, in my life that they actually do this every year. It's not like a new thing.
Yeah.
It's just I forget. And then someone says, oh, hey, you're going to council run tomorrow? And I'm like, uh-oh, you know? So I'm trying.
It is kind of funny that we get wrapped. We plan and we look forward to these longer road trips and stuff, and we forget what happens local in our town sometimes.
That's exactly what happens. And it sounds,
it's bad. It's really bad because as you know, we want to support local.
Exactly. And me, I'm all about where I'm from and my friends and like this local car culture here. And sometimes I'm like, I just came back from freaking North Carolina. Like,
I'm tired.
I'm not gonna drive down the hill. And that's not an excuse. I mean, it's an excuse, but it's not a good excuse, you know?
Well, they're all excuses. They're good excuses when we say them, regardless if anyone else thinks they are.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, there's that going on this week, that weekend. And then one going on, not anywhere near me. I'm not going to it, but it's just putting it out there for maybe someone who is the freaking weekend show. And that's in Biloxi, Mississippi. And that's also September 20th through the 22nd.
That's right down the street from where Scraping the Coast holds at the casinos there. That one looks fun.
It's on the main drag.
Yeah.
Is it hosted by Freaks of Nature or is it just called the Freakin' Weekend?
I think it's hosted by Freaks of Nature.
Okay. So also, the Freakin' Weekend, if you go on Instagram, it's at the Freakin' Weekend Show, all put together. And then also the Grand National Truck Show, if you go on Instagram, is Grand National Truck Show on Instagram for more info.
And if you guys have any that you might want us to talk about or shout out, send them to us on Instagram.
Yeah. And there are other shows like, there's a really big one, but I don't want to like bust it all out right now.
You know,
we'll talk about it next episode because it's still a little bit away, but Vic has now announced his mini truck showcase again for this year. We'll bring that up next week.
Tons of shows coming up that we can shout out. There's the one in Laughlin, that Seductive Shows. There's Vic's, there's Freaktoberfest up in Redding.
Yeah.
And so we will be shouting these out as they get a little closer.
What I was figuring.
Yeah. And we don't want to say the same thing every episode. I think that's another thing too. So,
yeah. So those are the shows that are going on.
Yeah.
And then the videos, what have you been watching? What have you been consuming, Brian?
Nobody wants to know that.
Same with me. I'm good. Like, I know. Look. I know that we are an automotive truck, you know, talking couple dudes, but sometimes we go off the rails, and I'm going off the rails a little bit on these.
Well, you go off the rails because I am actually only sharing truck stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go off the rails first a little bit.
Yeah, because I want other YouTube channels that are in the same, like people that listen to us might not know about some of these channels.
Right.
So there's channels that are popping up on mine now that I had no idea that were there, so I kind of want to like share the love type thing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I can do that too. Because one of the ones that I'm kind of infatuated with right now is a guy named Vin. I don't know his, like, he's Vin, but I don't know what his last name is. But his YouTube channel is Vin_Tra, T-R-A. And he was part of the Hoonigans for a really long time. He was like one of the original people to get it going. And once kind of like they all kind of went their separate ways, he started his own YouTube channel. And which is very successful. Like he went, like I remember when he made it, because you know how everybody at that time made their like I'm leaving Hoonigan video. So when he made his, he literally had like maybe 1,200 subscribers. He's pushing 200, almost 300,000 subscribers now.
Yeah.
In the last 9-ish months, it's because he makes really good content. He's
well, it just goes to kind of show you, show us that if we don't make content, then we don't get new faces. And we talked about this, like the same people listen to this podcast, mostly the same people. The same people are buying our merch. Now, how do we get new people in front of our, you know what I mean, new eyeballs in front of our content? And literally, like you said, he only had 1,200 subscribers. That's because he wasn't really making content. He was making content for someone else. As soon as he shifted focus, yes, he was famous already, so that obviously...
That helps.
That helps, but like, YouTube is...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but to be fair, and I don't know these guys, so I don't think I'm going to get any pushback, but Zach, who also worked for Hoonigan, he created his own channel, and he is not doing as well as Vin has done. You know, and I think that's just like Zach also makes great content and he makes very interesting videos, but there's some difference. I don't know what the difference is. So it's not just like coming off the fame of Hoonigan is going to get you all this stuff.
Yeah, it will get
it'll get you good content.
That's the thing. It'll get you your initial jump. It's your responsibility to keep that going.
Right.
And I talk about that a lot with us. It's just like, you know, we can talk and talk and talk until we're blue in the face about, hey, go and buy our merch, go and do this, go and do that. But the ultimate responsibility falls on us. Mm-hmm. And that's with anyone in this space of like, if you create merch or if you create whatever you create, it's still your responsibility to get in front of people and regard and however that is, you know what I mean? And it gets frustrating when you don't or when you don't grow or when you don't see things working. But like, you just got to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and be consistent. So like, yeah.
Yeah. That consistency is key. That's what Vin does. Every Thursday he's uploading a new video. The kind of theme for his channel is he had kind of gained the reputation through his time at Hoonigan. And now on his new channel is a guy who buys and sells cars. Like he loves buying and selling cars. And what really got me interested in it, which he hasn't really touched on now that I think about it since then, but he's like, on this channel, I'm going to teach you how to do this. Like, I'm going to not teach you, but I'm going to show you how I do it. Like, people wonder, how did I end up with this like $300,000 GT3 or whatever it is, Porsche, like some crazy Porsche? Or how did I end up with this Ferrari? He's like, I'm going to explain like how I did it. And right now he's working on a late 90s Ferrari 360, which is like not the most popular Ferrari, but he's like turning it like super freaking cool. And plus he has killer taste. Like he has super killer taste.
That, and you know, we watch these people and we're just like, dang, that's cool. That's really cool. And it also takes a lot of gambling and investment.
It does.
You can't be scared to do things. Mm-hmm. When you start to be scared of doing things, you will almost always fail. Mm-hmm. Because you're just like, everyone else will just pass you right up. You know what I mean? Like, you look at so many guys on YouTube that maybe they weren't rich or they weren't this, you know what I mean? But they say you bought a car, like a Ferrari, right? And it was $50,000 and you knew you were going to be able to make good content with that car and then eventually sell it for the same price or more, but you didn't buy it because that was all the money you had, or you only had 20 grand cash and you were going to have to take like a loan out for 30 grand, which makes no financial sense. It leaves you with nothing and debt. But if you don't do that, where are you going to be after that? Like, you're just going to be in the same situation. And that's kind of where, like, I've been doing.
Yeah, you've been doing something very similar.
Very similar. And you'll see, everyone will start to see that come to fruition soon. But it does kind of go to this thing where, you know, you got to kind of stretch out a little bit and put yourself out there and almost, like, sacrifice a little bit of like, just not hold back sometimes.
Yeah.
You got to sacrifice some responsibility.
Yeah, which is hard to do because it's very scary.
It's real scary, especially when you're people like us who maybe don't have, like, we just don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We don't know. Like, if we're, you know, it's like me. I the last few times I bought a lot of t-shirts. I don't know if I'm going to sell those t-shirts, but I have to buy a lot of t-shirts.
Right. And that's the same risk that you're talking about. He's risking, you know, buying a Ferrari and putting money into it. And you risk getting all these shirts to hope they sell, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's risk is a little bit of a part risk, responsibility, and just kind of like, but also a plan, not just, I'm going to go buy a Ferrari and everyone's going to watch my channel. You have to have what you're going to do to that Ferrari. You already have to know what you're going to do. And almost script it, because if you just buy the thing, nothing's just going to happen. It's like buying a camera and not knowing how to take photos. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to start this media company on Instagram, such and such media, such and such photography, and I'm going to go spend $5,000 on this badass camera and lens and then expect people just to flock to you.
Right.
Like, there has to be a plan. There has to be a marketing strategy there. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that a lot of these people are doing that. And a lot of people don't do it, and we see what happens.
Yeah. And yeah, you can see that in real time with following these different people and how they're mm-hmm. they're navigating their content. So you can watch it in real time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that was that one. And then just I have a couple other ones, but I won't get into them. This one is just completely off the rails. I found this channel called Funky Frog Bait. And she does. She's brilliant. Like she like it's almost like she takes these like subjects and kind of talks crap about them a little bit, but then kind of puts it in context for other things. The one I watched was about it's called Tradwives. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No,
there's this whole movement on TikTok. They're called Tradwives, traditional wives, and they like it's very fascinating. So they create content based on living a traditional wife life. Like the husband has a business or goes out and works and they stay home and they do their wife things, right? It's this whole movement, but it's also got kind of like a seedy underbelly and it has like this heavy like religious influence to it. And so this girl, she kind of navigates through that whole thing. It's very interesting.
And like it's a real thing. It's not a set. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah.
Are we traditional wives?
We are. I actually, are. After watching this video, I'm like, holy crap.
That's me.
That's me. So yeah, no, it's really great. And then
maybe you should start a channel called Untraditional Husbands.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Modern day stay at home husbands.
We're gonna I like it. We're gonna talk about some stuff in the post that things are gonna get interesting around here, and I'll leave it at that.
Oh
yeah, some post pod stuff.
You kicking the family out?
Yeah man, it's just me. I'm kicking them all out.
Goodbye. We're gonna take that compound over.
Yeah.
We're gonna make
it with more drugs.
You know what we could do with that compound?
Oh, I know.
If we just wiped it away, we could have a dirt track out there. Mm-hmm. We could have a drift track out there. The amount of things we could do that we're never going to do because we're a bunch of wussies.
Yeah, that risk thing you're talking about.
That risk thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I lived right by you, it might be a little dangerous.
I don't know, with the way you and Eric are cooking up stuff, like I feel like it's already kind of like setting the pace.
Yeah, you're involved in this, you just don't know.
I'm fine.
One day you're just gonna hear like diesel trucks coming down the road and you're gonna look like walk out with your coffee like
what's going on.
Look down the road, there's excavators and like all this stuff coming down the road.
Yeah,
we're just like, we just drive by, we're like, shh,
just don't say anything. Post pod, I got some stuff to tell you.
All right, cool.
But anyway, so what do you got? Oh, and then also, one last video I'll bring up is the Grindr TV Forbidden Fantasy video.
Oh yeah,
it was great. A lot of fun.
It was cool. Mm-hmm. It was different. You're gonna see a lot more of that. A lot more fast paced show coverage videos because Chupas is gonna be doing a lot of them.
I like it like that. Yeah. You know, I've made a couple videos now that are like sub 5 minutes. They're fun. They're just fun to make. They're mm-hmm. fun to watch. Like right now, I don't mean to cut you off, but like I'm still working on my Mini Nats video. And it's just like, I know that I have to make this stuff too. And I won't stop making this stuff because it's part of the makeup that I have created. But it's hard to take all this footage and retell a story. But it's really easy. Like when I did the Havasu video, it was like cars, trucks, music, over 5 minutes.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. There are some shows that will allow for longer videos. Mm-hmm. But then there are some shows that won't. And then some circumstances that won't. I'm making a Cruise to the Pines video right now that's more fast paced. Mm-hmm. Because the thing too is when you want to draw these things out, you use a slower song. So it draws the clips out. When you want to use a faster song, you have to like go clip, 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 clip. And then if there's only a couple hundred cars at the show, you're out of footage real quick.
Yeah.
You know, so me and Chupas are kind of going to work on this a little bit, but cause he's so good at the gimbal shots and running around and getting those where he doesn't do like, freehand mm-hmm. non gimbal stuff. So that'll be me. I'll go around and get like people talking. So it breaks up the monotony of the video thing. So, but yeah, that it was really good. There was some, weird color things happening with that video.
I did notice that.
He shoots on he shoots with an S-Log, and he had just got, that was the first show he used his new camera at.
The one that he got after LSD?
Yeah, so we were having issues figuring that color thing out. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a cool video. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got. Well, I came across a channel the other day called LT's Custom Garage, and he does art, and he's putting a V8 in a Chevy Love.
Okay, nice.
Some of these channels, I'm just going to shout out because I'm not necessarily going to do like a deep dive on some of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them will come across and I'll watch a video and I'm like, sick. You know, I just want to try to guide more traffic, or if people are like, what else is out there? I've consumed all my normal content, because I do that. I've met the end of my content.
Mm-hmm.
What else is out there?
Then you start watching stuff about trad wives.
Yeah.
go ahead.
Yeah. So it's like I get kind of like bored. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that. And then also shout out to the guys at RC Media.
Yeah, they did a killer classic truck throwdown. I'm sorry.
Wait, Lone Star throwdown. I always say showdown too.
Sorry, Lonnie.
You don't listen to this.
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
Radar might listen to this. But yeah, so he was out there sweating his butt off because it was a million degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and those guys make great content, and they're super passionate about what they do. So,
and they're just good dudes. Him and his brother are just good dudes.
Yeah. It's always fun to come across people in this thing that are just, they want to see everyone do good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're not like gatekeeping everything, I guess you could say. It's just like, we're just all in this thing together. Like, one of my favorite things is at LST or any show, and our booth is used as like this media hub.
Yeah.
So people just, any video guys, or they're just there, and they can put their backpacks there. They can put their gear bags there. They can charge batteries there. And it's so fun because we're all out there doing the same thing.
Right.
But in different ways,
mm-hmm.
You know, so. Yeah,
everybody creates content a little bit different. And that's what's fun. To me, that's what's fun. And it's inspirational to see like, oh, like you do something, or like how I do something. And it's just cool. Yeah. It's a good vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got for now. I got some more, but I'm going to wait to do a little bit more.
Same with me. I'll keep these other ones kind of for next week. But yeah.
Yeah, and I know we have some questions and stuff, so I got to dial those in and see what we got.
We'll probably get into those next week as well.
Yeah.
Got to draw it out. But there's a lot of stuff going on this month and next month and probably for the rest of the year, because like right after we get through this month and we get through the Missouri show, we're going to be gearing up for Dino's, and then quickly after Dino's maybe I'm going to put this on blast. Is Joe doing Severed this year?
Severed is doing Severed this year.
Oh, Severed is doing, okay. So there is going to be a Severed show.
We got Day to Remember.
My bad. Day to Remember.
You keep saying Dino's. You just skipped over it. You're out of the mini truck. You're just like, I'm in the C10 thing. What's up?
All C10 content all the time.
C10 life, we're like, hey, what happened to Frank? Yeah, then they're Severed. There's all kinds of stuff. But what was I gonna say real quick? Damn it.
It's okay.
Oh,
our giveaway.
Mm-hmm. We're still doing that.
Yep, we're still doing that.
Yeah, go buy stuff on our websites. You'll get stickers if you buy anything. And we're giving away a welder from Eastwood that Sean Rose has been so graciously helping us get all this together.
Yeah.
Use Rose. If you go to Eastwood, you can use the code ROSE10, get 10% off everything.
Yeah.
And that's including super expensive things.
Mm-hmm. Or not so super expensive things. You save it. Like if you need some sanding discs and, you know, some primer,
yeah,
save put some money in your pocket.
Yeah. And, and we're going to a Dodger game next week. I'm going to
Back that's out right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting about that.
I bought Beetlejuice tickets for the night before at the Man's Chinese Theater.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's the day it actually comes out, right? Tuesday?
No, it came out last night.
Oh, it did? Oh.
Yeah,
that's right. Movies come out on Thursdays now for some reason.
Yeah. Well, my buddy was at the Man's Chinese Theater last night.
Oh, yeah?
Seeing it. And I go, I'm going to be there next week. So I went and I bought tickets because like, I've never been to the Man's Chinese Theater.
Yeah, I've never been
by it, walked by it. But so now Chelsea has not seen the first Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay. So you're going to show her the first Beetlejuice.
We're going to try.
And then she's going to be like, what the? It's that is a confusing movie.
Yeah. She's like, This is a dumb movie. You're old.
It's not necessarily the like the age of it. It's just an odd movie. Like
it is.
The plot is odd.
Yeah.
The whole thing is odd. Anyway, yeah, no, it'll be fun. That was, I love, you know how like there's that whole gatekeep thing too, like when someone says, oh, have you seen, you know, I don't know, fucking whatever, and they go like, no, and then you're like, oh my God. I find it way more fun to like when people do that, like, oh, let's watch it, or like, you know, go watch it, let's talk about it, you know, like I find that really exciting. So to be with someone who's never seen that kind of movie before, to sit down and watch it with them for them for the first time, it's pretty rad.
Speaking of rad, she's never seen Rad, the movie, the BMX movie.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's a lot younger than me, so certain things that I've seen, grew up with, she never has. And I bought the Rad when it came out on the 4K and the Blu-ray. I bought that thing.
Yeah.
So I dropped it in, and we were watching it, and I realized how terrible that movie was.
That happens a lot, too.
Yeah, that's sad. It's sad, but it's also nostalgic at the same time, mm-hmm. and it's just like... The movie's great, don't get me wrong, but like when they were doing the dance scene, mm-hmm. With the BMX, and I'm watching it, and I was like, this is bad. Yeah. This is so bad.
It happens more than you think it happens. It happens all the time. Also, when here's another like little interesting piece of doing that, is like when I'm trying to show my kids something that I watched, and I quickly realize, man, what I consumed was way different. Or maybe it's just like, you know what, it's not even that. It's a different perspective. Like I'm like, when I watch a movie, I'm like, I didn't know how sexually charged this movie was. You know, like, man, they do a lot of drugs in this movie. You know, like, so.
Like, oh, we're going to change it. We're going to watch something else.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I was broken. No. But then I realized that, like, you know, it's probably a different perspective, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to go on social media and see some stuff way worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, more gnarly in real life.
In real life, that their friends are doing.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. But yeah, websites, giving stuff away. Thanks for tuning in. It's good to see you guys again.
Yep. Oh, and my camera's going to die soon, too.
Oh, perfect. All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.